Psychiatrist and trauma specialist Dr. Judy Herman described methods of control over another person often seen in domestic abuse. This includes the systemic and repetitive infliction of a psychological trauma on the victim, the organized techniques of disempowerment and disconnection, and psychological control designed to instill terror and helplessness and to destroy the victim's sense of self in relation to others. And in this, you see that the abuser typically will exercise control with the threats, control of the family finances, and isolation to dominate the victim. The abuser accomplishes the power through various tactics such as economic control, berating the victim, coercion, intimidation, isolation, threats, or violence. And these acts may be subtle, such as keeping the keys to the car or holding the ATM, the only ATM card. And we see that it is fear is the force that provides the batterer with power. The injuries in turn sustain the fear. And when the abuser feels that he is losing power or control, then the intensity is going to escalate. The risks of the significant injury and death are at the highest when the victim separates or threatens to separate from the abuser.